Let's just put it right here.
God.
Do you want to put it back?
What are you doing?
I'm just going to put it right there.
You're suggesting that we just... What are you doing?
What are you doing?
That is so inconsiderate.
I'm sorry.
Just for the record, Juliet wanted to just drop the Oreos off near the door in some random shelf that has nothing to do with Oreos. I'm going to put them back exactly where they belong.
Okay, you're right. You're a better person than me.
That is not true. I'm a much worse person than you. That's why I'm very concerned about this behavior.
I'm just like... Sometimes when I'm ready to leave a store, I just need to leave immediately. Okay. I'm just like, this is done.
That was wild. I don't know.
What's so weird about that? Mike, would you have walked all the way back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So have I.
Exactly. This is a privilege.
God.
This is the
So am I.
Wow. Just not even masking your privilege. Oh, you say sorry to her, but you're going to put the Oreos wherever you want.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on, I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on cars.com.
Welcome to Food News. I'm Juliette Littman.
And I'm David Jacoby.
Today, we will not be putting 30 minutes on the clock because it's a special episode. It's very special for the day after Thanksgiving. We're going on a field trip.
First of many.
First of many, I hope.
This went well.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. It went well for us. You know what? Give us a call at 646-STEW-138. Let us know what you think. 646-STEW-138. We went in search of sushi. We had a whole concept. We were going to do high, medium, low. Mm. We just went for high, but it was...
No, we tried.
Well, I was going to say, it was a bit of a journey to get there. We started at a Stop and Shop, which is, you know, it's just a straightforward neighborhood grocery store.
Grocery store sushi. It's all we wanted.
In general, I like Stop and Shop as a brand.
Okay, so we're looking for the sushi. Where do you feel it? Yeah, I feel it at the other end over there.
What if they don't even have any?
Good for content.
Where's the prepared
food? Oh, here we go. God.
I just feel like they're not going to want to talk to you because you're holding a microphone.
That's fine.
Okay. Do you want to hide it?
You don't want to talk to me because I'm holding a microphone.
That's not true.
Sir, do you have a pre-made sushi? Not sure. Okay. Cool. Thank you. Okay. Customer service hasn't changed.
We did not find sushi there. I knew we weren't going to. You were certain of it.
They have everything else.
No.
When I think about grocery stores, there's always like one refrigerator open with no doors that has sushi.
I don't think every grocery store is like that, but this one had a lot of things missing. It was like during the supply chain crisis. So there's a lot of like very empty shelves.
Yes. It was kind of shocking.
It was.
It gave me like April 2020 vibes.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. What's happening here? So at that point, we were just like, fuck it. Let's go to the restaurant. So we went to Ishi Sushi, which is an omakase in Park Slope on Fifth Avenue, recently opened. We got there, I don't know, 4 o'clock, 4:30. It was a great time for a huge meal.
We had reservations for later.
For six.
And we decided, let's just
go now.
Let's just be the first person there.
And you know what? It was the right choice. You're going to hear all about it right now.
Okay, number one question. Do they have sake? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's part of the experience. So you don't order anything, right?
No, which is my favorite way to eat.
Yeah.
I'm just like, great, you're going to bring me food? I'd love to try it.
Japanese traditional fine dining experience. Each piece is meticulously curated based on the finest ingredients of the season. Ah, let our chef's selection take your taste buds on an incredible journey.
I'm really excited.
I want the chef's selection to take my taste buds on an incredible journey.
Well, I think that's what we're here for.
Have you ever done unfiltered sake?
No.
It's good.
Fired up.
Yeah.
I love a chilled glass. Thank you.
I'm excited.
Is this a shot?
It's not supposed to be.
Okay. Yeah.
The Northwestern comes out. Should I drop the sake in the Sapporo?
Is that what people do?
Yes, it's called a sake bomb.
Yeah, of course I've done that.
Yeah. No, we're not doing that. No, we're not doing that. We should do that.
Mike's crying.
When we do like the grocery store level, we should do that.
Okay.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
I just perked up.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Sip, sip, sip.
In case anyone was wondering, I did not get drunk that day.
Mainly because I drank most of the sake that was intended for you.
Yeah, thanks. And then the food started arriving. I love not having to order.
Thank you so much for saying that. An omakase experience should not just exist in a sushi restaurant.
I know.
I should be able to go everywhere and say omakase, and they say, okay, we'll just bring you stuff.
Yeah, just like a set menu. I absolutely love it. Let's talk about this food. Oh, yeah. Here's some food.
Great.
Oh, yes. Great. Ooh. Asparagus. Mm. Love it. Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. This is so pretty.
Thank you. Lotus root.
One thing that's really great about this is that chopsticks are a one-handed situation, so mm-hmm. we can also hold the mic. I'm going to have the asparagus first. What did you have first?
Lotus root.
I like lotus root.
I have no idea what it is, but it's fantastic. It is.
Mm. Ooh, the asparagus is really good.
Yeah, the lotus root tastes way better than it looks.
Oh, this is delicious.
It looks like pickled cauliflower. That's what I thought it was. I have no idea what lotus looks like. I don't know if these are roots. This is fantastic.
Wow, I'm chugging this. But it's asparagus.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
I'm trying it now.
Try it. The lotus root.
Mm.
Right?
It's like a peanut butter type of sesame situation.
I don't think peanut butter is what they were going for, but sure.
What's that flavor? It's really good.
Mm.
Wow, I'm loving it. Like Justin Timberlake.
Different restaurant.
That's true, it is. Why is there no fast food Japanese?
Ooh.
I mean, there probably is in Japan, but.
One thing I really like about this, the contrast between the lotus root and the asparagus.
Really well.
It's like one is sort of like rich savory and the other one's like super kind of salty vinegary.
I think that one is in rice vinegar and the other is in sesame oil. The lotus root's in
sesame oil. There you go. Good job by you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you started with peanut butter, but you got there eventually.
Peanut butter and sesame taste a little similar.
Some people say the opposite, but it's really about the destination and not the journey.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I don't care how you got there. Just meet me there.
Be on time. Yeah, start at peanut butter. Be on time.
It's just really good.
I have a feeling.
Also, I love starting with a vegetable. Every now and then, something like will occur to me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's because I'm old. And I was just about to say, you know what? I've really come to like vegetables. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's because I'm old.
The lotus root and the asparagus are so good that I'm completely ignoring the edamame.
Me too. I'll come back to it in between meals.
That's like my high school girlfriend. It's like, I don't even think about you anymore.
You're in college, yeah.
Yeah, don't even think about you anymore. I know we're supposed to keep in touch, but I forgot your number.
A bite together.
Oh, whoa. Unsanctioned.
Mm. I don't want to jinx it, but I would say this is also my best chopstick performance of my entire life.
Oh my God. I can't wait. I can't wait until that sweatshirt is completely covered in soy sauce. Oh, wow.
Oof. Sorry, the sake just gave me a kick.
I can't wait until Drunk Juliet shows up right around the hand roll course. If the amuse-bouche is there to just give me a little taste and get me excited, mission accomplished.
It was a really strong amuse-bouche.
Amuse-bouche always plays.
That lotus root and the asparagus, it was really good. I
wanted 17.
Me too. When I think about the meal, that's what I think about the most. But then we had so much sushi. Let's hear about that.
So when they say seared with this tuna, lightly, onion uzo sauce? One thing I love about this dish is a lot of times at fancy sushi places, they're like, we're going to let the fish carry the thing. But they're like, no, this is a sauce dish.
Mm.
Right?
I feel like tuna, in general, is like a saucy fish.
Yes.
Because like at Sugarfish, The tuna there also comes in like
you know my favorite sauce with tuna?
What? Mayonnaise?
Lots of mayonnaise. Chopped up pickles and onions. Maybe a little celery and salt and pepper. Have you tried that?
Sounds really good.
Good. A couple pieces of bread. Maybe some lettuce.
Mm. It was good.
You're going.
Sorry, I moved on from the joke.
That's fine.
Yum.
Mm. New food. So we are starting with the amberjack.
Yep. Kay. I've never heard of amberjack.
Didn't know that was a fish.
Nor I. Cheers. Do you think there should be like a cheers for food?
No. Bon appetit is what it's called.
No, but like
bon appetit. That's cheers for food. That is no. It already exists.
Something more celebratory.
One thing of note.
No soy sauce.
No soy sauce. No wasabi. No nothing. We're not playing around.
Mmm. Really fresh.
Very fresh. Not that flavorful, which is not a bad thing. You know what I mean?
The wasabi has a really strong aftertaste with that.
No, that's just because you have a weird mouth. That's not what it is.
My affliction.
I did like how he's like, you start with this one and you go this way.
Yeah,
you do not get to choose which one goes when.
Start left to right. Yeah, I like it too.
One thing I've noticed that's going to be important on this journey that goes often overlooked, rice evaluation.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Because the rice is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good. It has a real vinegar taste. It's really
and
good.
And it's not too stuck together or too loose.
Also not too much. I like this portion size.
That's a great point. For those listening, it's like the size of like
a little bit smaller.
My middle finger.
Yeah.
And I'm not particularly big middle finger. It's an average size middle finger.
I was into the rice, but less into the sake. I have to tell you something. I don't want my sake.
Oh, I don't. Well, guess what? I have to tell you something. No problem. I do want your sake.
I only want it as a sake bomb in my
We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. If you do that here, I'm leaving.
That would be so bad. They
might actually. You know what?
In college, we would do that though. We would go to like totally random empty sushi place and just like do be sake so bombs. Annoying.
Everyone does that in college.
And I'm just trying to relive my glory
not
days.
Not in an omakase situation, but the thing is I wouldn't leave if you did that because they would just kick you out. So me and Mike would just stay.
Well, we're close to my home, so I could just walk.
You can walk. Stumble, probably.
Stumble home. Wow, Mike loves sushi.
Oh, my God.
It's really good.
Wow. Mike's generally like quiet producer guy. Doesn't want to like mess up the audio.
Everyone likes Mike.
But he just did like a big. Oh, yeah.
Really good.
Holy shit.
Delish.
The garlic salt makes a difference. That little hint of garlic. You taste that?
No.
I do.
It was really good, though.
That one. Oh, wow.
If you had to choose between a second round of the amuse or the second round of this flight of five, what are you choosing?
That's not even a question.
The amuse.
No.
I'm choosing the amuse. I loved the amuse.
Listen, I get it. You love vegetables, okay?
I'm old,
You made this clear. You love vegetables and you love merch stores at museums, okay?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Julia is hammered.
It's not my
one of Juliet's.
I'm so sorry.
One of Juliet's non-specific chopsticks has gone flying.
Thank you.
And just for the record, she has not taken a sip of her beer, and she had half of a sake.
He did refill it for me.
I know, but I don't even think it was empty.
No, I just want to say we all were so embarrassed by that. We were all like, "Oh no!"
And
we're the only ones here, so.
And it made a noise.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
It was replaced in 1.5 seconds. Service. I'm really proud of you, Juliet.
For what?
You had the option to take that little tiny milligram of wasabi off. And you said, you know what?
I'm in it to win it.
Yeah.
I'm here to play.
I think you're winning right now.
I think so too. I mean, like,
I think you're beating me at this podcast.
Interesting. I hadn't thought of it as a competition, but now that you've put it that way, I will.
For the rest of your life.
Forever. Forever and ever.
So, Julia, at this point, you're ahead in the podcast.
I love to win.
You're about to fall behind in the sushi consumption. All right, so this is the Otoro fatty tuna with the roe.
Yeah, caviar. This is fancy.
Love that.
The tuna is so good.
Love that.
That's the best thing we've had so far, other than vegetables.
Can I order 17 more of those? And would you judge me?
Wouldn't judge you.
What if I did it right now before I had anything else? Oh, wow.
That was really good.
So just for the listeners, Juliet earlier asked what the hand roll was. because, and he said, oh, do you have any allergies? And she was like, no, I was just afraid it was the crab.
So now we're having crab.
And now we're having the crab.
I like some crab, I just don't usually like a hand roll. It's too much crab.
I'm very excited about this. Oh, wait. What is that?
Too crabby for me.
No, what's that other flavor?
It's a sauce. Almost
like a ranch. Mike Morgan, our producer, just suggested it was a ranch. That would be a wild move if they just had some like Blue Valley back there.
Yeah. I, just like, I wouldn't mind it.
That ranch goes good with everything.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't really want either of these.
Okay, guess what? I'm going to be honest. You fucking have to, because this is a podcast.
I know. I just wanted to tell you. Just wanted to tell you where I was at.
Good.
I just
wanted to tell you where you're going to eat it.
I forgot we don't care about the journey here, only the destination.
And oh, that's wow. Eating it. That is amazing.
Okay.
You're going to like it. This is the eel.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, that's good. So let's talk about this last one.
I really don't want to.
Just some people at home, we have...
Mike, what is
the
it again?
The fatty tuna.
Yeah.
Wrapped in a seaweed. So it's like a little house with two stories. And the top story, which is like a roof deck, has eel, roe...
That's uni.
Roe and uni. Oh, uni is a sea urchin. And a bigger glob of wasabi than we had on the other times that almost made Juliet lose her mind.
I'm just not going to have it. You have to eat it first and tell me if you think I'll like it.
What do I have to say to make you eat it?
I really don't like uni, so...
This is going to be amazing. Oh, my God. Well, I thought you were committed to the bit.
Crab was pushing it for me. Is it really rich?
You're guaranteed not to like this.
I can't. I don't want it.
I guarantee you will not like it.
I don't want it. Mike, do you want it?
I'll eat that thing. Yeah. Do you feel the people working here saw that happen and judged you?
Absolutely.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I feel really uncomfortable.
We're not facing the people that are the sushi bar making the sushi or the people that serve us. And we're sitting here, and part of me, I was like, I leaned over to try to block me grabbing it. I have no trouble eating the food.
I don't know, just something about some really fatty fishes, like just really rich ones, I can't do it. It's both a texture and like a... I don't know.
But like as we went from one to 10.
The crab was a lot for me. Like the crab was.
The crab was fantastic with the Hidden Valley on top.
I don't know. So I don't know why I don't like crab. I just don't.
I love crab.
I know. It's really weird.
I absolutely love it.
It's not a normal opinion. I recognize that. Yeah. From that point, it's kind of a struggle for me. I just don't do well.
You hit a wall.
I just don't do well with really rich fish. It's kind of embarrassing because I do love sushi, but only moderate level.
But this was a bit like a staircase that you had to climb. Like it started kind of easy. And then after step after step after step, it got difficult for you. And I have to admit, a little difficult for me too.
You were a really good teammate at that point, and I really started to rely on you.
But even I had to look twice at the medium toro and egg custard sushi. Because that, to all of our listeners understand, doesn't sound good. It didn't look great either. One thing I'm excited about this is this is the size of my middle finger when I get old and fat. It's like not one of those huge cone hand rolls. It's got tons of rice in it.
The tasting menu portions are really good.
I also feel like sushi chefs roll great joints.
Is weed big in Japan? Have you ever been to Japan?
No.
Nor I. I'd like to go.
Okay.
Nor I is like kind of a joke, like nori, like tuna.
It's not a joke if no one gets it. And then even when you explain it, it takes a double explanation. That's not a joke. We have to have a long conversation about how jokes work.
I'm here to entertain myself.
Okay, you're doing a great job. You're the only person laughing.
Well, I'm having a great time.
I do have to say this.
What's that?
When you do this stuff and you go to these fancy restaurants and you're celebrating them and you're like talking to a microphone there, you can't just act like you love everything, because I do not love this.
It's basic.
Yeah. That's a great way of putting it. A little seafood heavy. I mean, seaweed. Seaweed is big in Japan.
Whoa.
Now, I don't know what this custard is. Okay.
I like it. This is when I want soy sauce.
I was thinking that exact same thing.
But that's because we don't like it. So we're like,
yeah.
Like, we need to jazz it up.
Where's the hidden valley?
Yeah, exactly.
I know you have it. Okay.
Pour it on.
That is egg, yes?
Yeah.
But it's also like dessert egg. You can't have that for breakfast.
Was anyone suggesting that?
Well, I was looking at it like, sort of quiche.
Okay, so the only problem with me at an omakase is part of like the social contract is that you eat everything. So when I was having a hard time eating everything, it really interrupted the flow and the understanding of what was happening in the restaurant. So we had some trouble moving on, and I'm just going to take the blame for it. I'm not so into this course.
I can tell. Julia went half course. How do you think that's going to be received by the people behind me?
I'm probably never allowed back.
Oh, God.
It can only be me.
Here they come. Oh, my God. They didn't take the plates because they think Juliet's still eating. Do I have to eat your shit?
I think you have to finish my food.
Are you fucking kidding me? I don't even want to. It's fucking ridiculous. Julia, you owe me.
I'm sorry.
God damn it. I'm non-consensually eating this meal right now. It's fucking ridiculous.
Here's the thing, Jacoby.
Mm-hmm.
I was really mad at you last week because you fucking sprayed sticky juice in my face. But you know what? You probably deserved to do something like that because you really
can't. Hold on, you can't say sticky juice in my face. I tried to fucking ignore it, but I just can't. All right, you cannot say that.
Here's the thing, Jacoby. Last week you sprayed orange juice in my face and I was fucking pissed. But you know what? I deserved it because you really carried me through a big portion of this meal. And so I forgive you.
It's very noble of you to say, but you really didn't deserve it. Let's be honest.
Here's the good news for you. After this valiant effort, it was a soup course.
You know I love soup.
You love soup.
And I didn't know how much I would love a mid-meal soup. This is going to change everything I think about soup. Especially, you can't have...
I'm excited about it.
You can't have, like, a chicken noodle before
you
dessert after a meal.
You can handle the soup.
I can handle the soup. But a miso is, like, a nice, clear, light soup.
Makes sense.
That you've always had before sushi.
Do you like tofu chunks in your miso?
First of all, I love basically all misos.
I like a miso, too.
Mm.
It looks really good. Okay. I love mushrooms.
Oh.
I have to let it cool for a minute.
I am not a big mushroom person, but... There's certain
vegetables like me.
Certain environments in which I find them amazing.
Is this one of them?
No.
Those look like Super Mario Brother mushrooms, like from like a video game.
If I get a lot smaller or bigger, let me know.
Okay.
I could do without the mushrooms.
I like them.
They're not enhancing my experience.
Okay.
Now you've experienced a little bit. How do you feel about the post-meal miso?
Too salty at this stage.
Do you know what it's? Do you know what like a good comp would be? Would be like. Like a light tea. Mm-hmm. Just I like that hot water feeling that like calms my tummy.
Yeah.
But this is a little too rich to like accomplish that.
Yeah, it's like a really... Okay. This is like a main
I see where this is going.
Miso. To you finishing it?
I have to finish your fucking miso.
Have to?
Yes.
Or want to?
We'll be stuck here for hours.
You're really pulling your weight. Thank you. You're a great co-host and partner and friend.
I want you to know that I'm now winning this podcast. come from behind victory.
You're certainly winning the eating. Something just happened to me, but the crab just sent me over the edge.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously, I'm just like...
But no, let's talk about the journey that the chef is taking you on. It took a left. It's really interesting because you didn't enjoy anything since. The hand roll, no. The custard, no.
It's really like, it affected me.
The soup,
me.
No.
It affected me.
Maybe you are allergic to crab.
I think it's like a mental blocker.
Oh my God. Mike, I'm going to have psycho. To eat your fucking soup.
Do you want to? I could just put the cover on it and be like, I'm done.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, so that worked. Thrilled to tell everyone. Putting the lid on my soup got them to take it away.
They thought it was already finished.
I think he was confused when it was like still heavy. He was like, oh shit,
yeah,
I could spill this.
He picked it up and was like, oh, yeah.
I really felt like I let them down. I'm so sorry, Ishi Sushi. Anyway, then it was on to dessert, my favorite course. Ooh, yeah, dessert.
Okay, dessert's coming.
This is when I shine. Thank you.
Oh, it's exciting.
Cookie and cream ice cream with red bean paste.
Oh my God.
I love this kind of thing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, we're back again. Gonna bring the flavor, show you how.
Wow. Cookies and cream, but not what you think. This is not any old cookies and cream. Am I allowed to steal a spoon?
They're awesome.
They're amazing. Wooden spoons with like a twine handle for gripping purposes.
This is so
red
delicious.
Red bean paste and cookies and cream ice cream. Here we go.
I love it.
Holy shit.
It's amazing.
What the? Oh my God. Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you asked us if we wanted additional food?
I want additional dessert, yeah.
Just wanted to share.
It's so good.
Oh my, what is red bean paste? I know it should be in the name, but like,
I don't really
how is
know,
it that good?
It's in a lot of Japanese desserts. It's really good. Also, do they make their own ice cream? I need to know.
I also have that exact same question I said okay. Because I see like actual Oreos in there and different types of cookie, not just that.
Also, this is a perfect
size. But I also
size.
Feel like if he's like, yeah, we get it at Van Leeuwen, it's not going to hit the same. You know what I mean?
So let's not ask, I'm going to assume.
Yeah, okay.
Unfortunately, we did ask.
Yeah, you're like, let's not ask. You said it. You're like, let's not ask.
I couldn't help
assume.
Myself.
You just, this was, but the thing is, we discussed this. We had a plan. Do not ask about the source of the ice cream.
Well.
Couldn't help yourself.
They were like, the only thing we don't make in-house is the ice cream. It was a letdown, but whatever. We moved on quickly because another couple walked in, and at that point it became weird that we were sitting in the corner
with
holding microphones while we ate sushi.
And they were clearly on like a hinge date.
At 5:30 p.m. So there's also that piece of it.
You know what's really good for like a first date? Two people fucking podcasting next to you. No, but you know one thing you
always
can do?
Always good to have a story.
Yeah, it's also always good to have like someone to make fun of. So yeah. I think we'll bring them closer.
They'll bond over us.
Look at those fucking nerds over there.
I hope they're listening to this podcast. How do we get it to them?
I hope they're married.
Well, it was only 2 months ago, so,
Listen, things work fast nowadays.
Reality show? The couple that met at Ishi Sushi and now got married like 70 days later? 70-day fiancé?
Bringing people together.
That's beautiful. We hope you enjoyed coming on this ASMR journey for you, a sushi adventure for us. So what'd you think overall?
Turns out, sushi, when you pay a lot of money for it, tastes great.
It did. So here's my thing. The best omakase is sugarfish. And that's because it has like the different like levels of omakase and you also can do some replacements. So this place was awesome and unique. And I'm not saying every place needs to be sugarfish, but I would like some of sugarfish's conventions to become standard part of American omakase.
The best part of omakase, as we discussed earlier, is that you don't have to think or order anything.
Yeah.
The worst part of omakase is you don't order anything.
It's true.
You see what I'm saying? It's a double-edged sword.
It definitely is. Like I think also just being able to like sub some things in and out. Also, can they check in with you after each course to see what you did and didn't like and then like tailor it or something?
Ooh.
That would be like a really, they should charge a lot of money for that, but it would be a really cool experience.
Also, if I saw egg custard and toro on the menu, I would not be like, I'm excited about that.
That's true. But you liked it, right? I didn't try it, so I don't know.
Oh no, you didn't try it because I ate yours.
Thank you so much. Overall, though, like I love an omakase meal where there's so much thought that goes into it. Course by course, they've really like, you know, they've thought about the progression. It's like being on Top Chef. It's awesome.
And I love not being committed to my entree order, because I've definitely been at a table with like four people and everyone else has a better entree than me and just been bummed out.
Like, I know.
I like the shared experience of it. And I like the fact that I get to taste a lot of different things. So I've thoroughly enjoyed this, and I thoroughly enjoyed your food and sake as well.
Thanks for carrying us, Jacoby. Thank you so much to Mike Wargon for being the engine behind this project.
Boss.
We hope to do more. And we'll be back next week with a regular episode of Food News.
Fridays.